The presence of Christ in our midst leads us into joy because the one we expect is already here. On this final Sunday of Advent, God, through the prophet Micah, promises a unique Savior born in David's town of Bethlehem, a Savior who will stand and feed his flock and establish peace. The prophet speaks of God bestowing on Bethlehem the distinction of being the birthplace of an ideal ruler of Israel. However, only God knows when this ruler will come. Until such a time as the Messiah arrives to deliver Israel from its oppressors, the Jewish people will continue to be subject to other nations. When he does come, he will be the true shepherd of Israel and the servant of God. Very significantly, he shall be peace and deliver God's people. His peace shall bring about total harmony among the nations, and the ends of the earth will hear his wisdom. We therefore anticipate the fulfillment of that prophecy in Christ, who comes among us, as it were, secretly and unnoticed, in the womb of Mary. St. Luke's account of Mary's visit to our cousin Elizabeth underlines that mystery of Christ in our midst. In this passage, Luke very skillfully sets the stage for the coming of the Messiah. The meeting of the two expectant mothers is also the meeting of their sons. John leaps with the joy in the womb of Elizabeth and thus acknowledges the presence of the one prophesied. Before the mystery of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and praises Mary for her faith and trust in God. Both Mary and Elizabeth already anticipate the joy of God's presence and the salvation unfolding before them. This beautiful meeting leads us into the very center of Advent, namely the prayerful anticipation of the mystery already among us. As we approach Christmas, we are called to imitate Elizabeth, who recognizes and rejoices in the humble presence of Christ, our Savior. Like Mary, in our obedience of faith, we are called to believe that the promise made to us by the Lord will indeed be fulfilled in the mystery of Christ's presence in our lives. We are constantly challenged in our faith to take Christ to others as Mary did, so that Christ, who is secretly present in us, may touch the lives of others. So what message do we take home this Sunday? 1. Like Mary, in our obedience of faith, we are challenged to believe that the promise made to us by the Lord will indeed be fulfilled in the mystery of Christ's presence in our lives. 2. Like Mary, we are called personally and as a parish community to go out and share the good news of salvation with others. And finally, as we approach Christmas, like Elizabeth, we recognize and rejoice in the humble presence of Christ, our Savior. I am Monsignor John Binder. God bless you.